Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. We complain a lot about trade protectionism on the part of other countries, but we are not without blame. Also, experience shows that our protectionism seems to boomerang right back on us. Remember when President Bush imposed duties on imported steel? In response, a Russian slapped duties on our chicken, and poultry prices collapsed, and so did pork. Just too much protein. The American farmer ended up paying the price. And here we go again. Since we still have on the books and use this terrible law known as the Byrd Amendment to protect against imports, we find our trading partners are slapping tariffs on pork, tobacco, dairy, and other products. In 2003, 2 years ago, the World Trade Organization found the Byrd Amendment to be illegal, but we keep using it. And here's the way the law works. U.S. companies may complain that foreign imports are coming into the United States below the cost of production. If our government finds that to be the case, duties are slapped on the imports. The duties that are collected are then given to the companies that have complained. This is outrageous legislation, any way you want to look at it. Just be honest. In a free market economy, products are sold below the cost of production sometimes. No one wants to sell below the cost of production because, obviously, that's the road to bankruptcy. But sometimes we have no other alternative. I hate to think of how many hogs that I've sold for less than my cost. I'm grateful I'm not doing that now. Unfortunately, we're all selling corn below the cost of production. We got too much corn. We have to get rid of it. We're exporting our corn to other countries below our cost of production. The House of Representatives put language in the budget reconciliation bill to kill the Byrd Amendment. And the Senate, they don't have the language in their reconciliation bill. The two houses will have to reconcile their differences. Well, encourage your senators to get rid of the stupid, costly law. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.